With Thanksgiving around the corner, that holiday where everyone overeats, I've been noticing our local fixation with food, what we eat and what we don't eat. Sugar-free, gluten-free, dairy-free. I've been to dinner parties where the entire meal conversation consisted of guests boasting about what they do not eat. Food avoidance is competitive sport. No fat beats low fat. Vegetarians one-up gluten-free and vegans one-up vegetarians. Lactose-free, soy-free, no carbs. Not an only in the Bay Area phenomenon, but here, it's remarkable how so many people seem bizarrely preoccupied by what they decide or decide not to eat. Yes, some have serious, even life-threatening reasons for eliminating certain foods, allergies, or medical conditions, and of course everyone should maintain a reasonably healthy diet. But fashionable food abstinence one-upmanship has reached near fetish proportions. Who hasn't been food-shamed by a food snob who is judging your lunch, bragging that's something they don't eat? The coolest thing about a lot of people is what they don't do rather than what they do do. How ironic, in a city famous for food, many people's identities are invested in what they're into not eating. The privileged hipster grabbing a vegan organic kale green juice at the alternative grocery cooperative as she rides her bike to yoga is a Bay Area stereotype. But at some point, clean eating can morph into eating disorder. Does no meat, no wheat, no sugar eventually become a no-food diet? I'm not against healthy eating, but I hope this recipe for being cool is more than just a trendy list of the latest item to leave off the menu. Because no matter how hip, being a picky eater stops being cute around age 5. I'm probably going to get a lot of hate about this, but that's okay. They're just grumpy because they're hungry. With a perspective, I'm Richard Swerdlow.